Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, now we're chat girls. Okay. Happy Friday. It's time for some hot goss.
Ooh, we're talking about gigs, wigs, and ho shit.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it's the final day of Trans Week. Have you taken any action this week supporting your trans community? We have some you can help with.
That's right. And we're talking about gun control politics in the hellscape of the U.S. right now.
And of course, the DMs lift our spirits with a voice note about our singing, drick pics, and scuttlebutt definition.
So who's ready to goss it up?
Goss it up! Would you like to buy some cherry pie?
Let loose. Let
loose. M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
Welcome back for yet another steaming, piping, scalding, serving of hot goss.
That's hot goss.
This, of course, is our weekly chat show, where we talk about events in our lives, gossip, and politics, and take a deep dive into the DM.
Deep dive.
Yeah.
Let's get into some. Hot
goss. Goss. Ooh. I heard
hot
we had a
goss. I said hot goss.
Hot goss. That's all we got.
it's a parody in progress.
Race Chaser this week had a personnel switch up.
Yeah. We're just, you know, we're just trying things. That's like the Today Show, the Today Show with, you know, Kelly Ripa or...
And Huda.
You know, we're just trying out, you know, different combinations just in case, you know, the network wants
see
to make a change.
Really
that's
pops.
All.
What really sparks on screen. You want to see the chemistry. Well,
no, you were,
Susie Substitute.
You were indisposed. So...
Maybe.
So
I have never come into something so late and so indignant and then said, well, I need to leave. My time is valuable. I'm leaving.
Is that
you ever
what
show
happened?
Up somewhere just
no,
basically.
That's not what happened.
You,
were not
you ever
indignant.
Show up somewhere just to tell someone I'm not attending this and I have to go.
I have.
It was that. I said, I have cherry pie in the oven. So
it's a gift certificate. It's not an actual cherry pie. We
no,
do not have access. Due to the liquor licensing, we cannot actually give you the cherry pie, but we can give you a certificate in which you can obtain a cherry pie at a different location.
Now, the place where I'm hypothesizing that these cherry pies could possibly cook is known as my Lovin' Oven, and we do have extra gift certificates for services and renderings back there, too, if anyone is interested.
Oh, honey, it's braised.
Oh, it's a shortbread crust.
What did you think about the teacher makeover? The preacher teacher makeover? Did you watch the last episode of Drag Race?
Listen, I will be your preacher teacher anything you want in time.
Yeah.
I did watch it. I thought it was great to see Candy Muse back on TV.
Who's as, Candy Muse?
Mistress's teacher.
Alaska says no? She looked like Meesh.
She did. And I got a couple of texts about that. They're like, oh, Meesh is on the show again. Her dreams came true. Dreams do come
great.
True, Meesh. Yeah.
She also looked like Snacks. So,
Snacks.
Have you heard the remix of the song of the century?
Bang, bang, bong. Your drag's wrong.
Time Magazine's Song of the Century.
What is it?
It's not Celine Dion. She was snubbed, but it is Let Loose.
Is it Cuff It? Oh.
The Andrew's Angels edition.
Andrew's Angels? And who are the angels?
Well, Andrew Barrett Cox is the, you know, writer, producer of a bunch of songs out there by drag queens, including a lot of Jan music, a lot of Lemon music.
He wrote Jantasy, right?
Yeah. And Let Loose. So,
oh, yeah, Lucy was in a musical with them about club kids, like in the 90s or yes. whenever Lucy was born, right? And Jan.
Yes, yes.
They're in their 30s, right? Or are they in their 20s?
I don't know. I don't whenever. See age.
Lucy's 32.
Well, they don't see color age. Either, these three white cunts doing Let Loose.
TWC, three white cunts.
TWC, yes.
3WC.
Three WC, I love that. So Lemon, Lucy, and Jan that's, are
that's ahead. The name of the AAA girls.
The Let Loose Andrew's Angels edition is now available, and it's waiting for you to let loose.
On have you your listened?
Sound playing device. No,
it's the same song, but with a little bit of Jan screaming. Okay. And a lemon wrap, which we always love a lemon wrap, honey. I'll take
you
a lemon wrap
a
on
lemon.
The side.
I shouldn't have got a lemon. At Toyota of Orange. I love that song.
Our prices are unbeatable.
Hey, Murray. Did you see Bob performing in Selena's ugly ass unitard?
Oh,
doing running
God.
Up that hill. And then she said, eat my ass, faggot.
Yes, this
which is how gay men and drag race contestants say hello to other judges on the program.
It is.
It's a customary greeting. There's no tension between Selena and Ross. Don't believe the internet. They're really good friends. And eat my ass is something that you say to another gay man to welcome them, to make them feel
at ease.
Comfortable, at ease. Yeah. So it's, I don't know what everybody was so mad about.
I love this moment. Bob the Drag Queen, of course, performing a mix of Selena's lip sync song in Selena's lip sync outfit, mixed with Selena's Eat My Ass Faggot Ross Matthews monologue in front of Selena S. Titties. Where
at
was
Mickey's.
This? Hardware or something?
Mickey's.
That's Mickey's?
Yeah, that's Mickey's.
It was giving a... Are you sure that's Mickey's? Why does Mickey's have a red curtain now? Don't they have a sparkle
Mickey's,
curtain? And where's the brick wall?
The brick wall is on the side of the building. That's not the bathroom side, the other side. I think this is Mickey. Yeah, it says Showgirls WeHo. It's Mickey.
Honey, some of us are showgirls. Some of us are circus. Okay.
Some of us are showgirls. Some of us are no girls.
It was a very funny moment. It was giving me Midtown New York mix, classic drag. Mm-hmm. We love to see it. And Selena S. Titties was gag. Oh, she was agog. She was left agog.
She was having gaganzola with her salad, which is untossed because Ross, I think, declined the invitation. I'm pretty sure. Maybe he did maybe not attending, but have fun at your gig.
Sure, SVP'd. All the girls are in town. Have you seen it? Well, oh, you're not in LA, are you?
No, not right now.
I can tell by that sturdy fire door behind you. You are somewhere in the bowels of the UK right now.
Yes, ma'am. I am in Manchester currently.
The fourth floor of a theater somewhere.
Yeah. I'm one dressing room over from where I was when we were getting ready for the main event. Which I found out, Holy Trinity is no more. So all those girls that they owe money to for the shows over here, they're not going to get it. Because you can't get blood from a stone. They went into whatever it's called in the UK, where they're not responsible for any of their debts anymore. Whatever that's called.
Yeah,
and
bankruptcy.
The other touring promoter, there's a website that you can go on to look how much money that they owe to people. And it's like over 500,000 pounds. And it shows how much they actually made in profit last year. And it was like 26,000 pounds. And they owe a bunch of people money too. The UK and they're touring. I don't know. Just come see the Haters Roast. We pay our girls. Because I'm not working for promoters anymore who owe my sisters money. That's a position that I can be in and say. Because of, you know, I work enough that I can say that. But like, I can't do it anymore. You owe all these people money. I'm not going to be stepping in front of them to get paid before you pay what they are needing, you know?
Yeah, I hear that.
But also, pay me. Like, girl, stop going on stage if you ain't getting your money. If you're owed money for 18 shows, get at least one more check before you go on for the 19th show. Don't be a dummy. Because people only treat you how you allow them to, girls. All right?
Well, are you on your hoe shit?
Baby, I'm always on my hoe shit. That's why it's me, myself, and I.
There is a song making the rounds, which happens to be our Rainbow Spotlight this week.
Bitch, I love some hoe shit. This is by Riley. Riley Forever. She House of Avalon alum.
Absolutely.
She used to be Rutgers child. Now she Riley. Beauty, beauty, beauty. And you could see her at Heart at the House of Avalon Gloss Night doing some hoe shit. And now you can listen to her do some hoe shit right now. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Great designers.
I'm going to need you to stay. I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday. And that'll be great.
What is that?
Office Space.
Oh.
And then the guy in the basement blows everything up.
Girl.
Wear puce.
You're really trying to make
wearing puce.
Wear puce happen. Are those walls puce behind you?
These walls are actually grayish, which is gray beige.
Oh.
Which is
Let me guess.
My color correct for my butthole?
No heat, no air conditioner.
yesterday we were so hot that we needed to buy 4 fans just to cool off candy. And
wait,
today,
it was hot?
It was hot in the dressing room. Hot, hot, hot. Like, I had my shirt off doing my makeup in the rain. It was cold outside.
In the rain?
Cold outside, hot inside. You know how the UK weather system works, right?
Outside it is winter, but in here it's so hot.
It is nuclear summer. Honestly. And today we're all in hoodies. I wrapped a towel around my shoulders while I was doing my makeup because I was cold.
Because you wanted to be elegant like Joan Crawford.
Yes? Well, did Joan Crawford let loose?
Honey, she stayed in a perpetual looseness.
I think she was uptight.
Have you done a roast yet?
Yes, we've done two of them.
Any groaners? Any croak? Any, or what are they, clunkers?
There were no clunkers. Everybody was pretty good. They hired joke writers this time.
Mercy.
mercy. It's been pretty funny, actually. There's nine girls. Some of these That's girls amazing. Are real territorial about their jokes, though, because, like, a couple of us have, like, the same kind of jokes. And Murray and Peter did we got notes after the first round, and we were told, Well, for girls, if you're repeating jokes, blah, 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 like, you want to weed those out? Because we don't need that. We don't need it longer. And the next day, one girl does three of the same joke. Bitch! Bitch! I don't want to be here till 11 o'clock.
That's so upsetting.
Girl.
Yeah, but it's a great show. Please come see it. Everybody's so funny and super duper. I mean, touring all comes down to the group of girls that you're with, and that can make or break a tour, and this tour is great.
That's amazing. I'm glad to hear it.
What are you doing? Are you in Pennsylvania? What is this art? Is this hotel art or home art?
I'm in Lola's house right now. So she has a lot of.
Did she make you wait in the line, or was there a fast pass?
I
know the trade. They go down the block.
They do. They line up.
Everybody line up.
She said, "Will you light my candle?"
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Will you light my house of Maison candle.
Yes, marry that.
Oh, where's the special 25% off candle?
My mom is retiring, so I came home to say hi, and I'm going to do a drag show in Erie, too, while I'm here. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, how fun.
The 6 p.m. show is the non-smoking show.
And you'll be smoking the all the way through the 9 p.m.
show is the smoking show.
I feel like you could get a Britney mic somehow hooked up with a cigarette, so you could just, like... plug in my headphone. Do a little plug in my headphone head move, and then move your mouth over to the cigarette.
That is a brilliant idea.
Duh, I'm your brilliant co-host, bitch.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
I'm here for ideas, not execution. I don't like follow through, but you do.
She's the idea girl, darling.
Actually, the idea girl is the girl spinning the light bulb usually, but she's all the way in Australia.
I love Crystal.
No, we are talking about DragCon. DragCon is coming up really soon. We're going to be opening up the Mom Vault and releasing some exclusive footage from the Mom Booth last year. So stay tuned to see what happened on the big purple couch.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be at DragCon this year?
Absolutely.
I found out while it's only 2 days. World of Wonder wasn't happy with the amount of money they were making on Sundays.
Well, everyone hates Sundays. They weren't making enough.
Everybody says that, but I don't.
Okay.
I like it. I like, you know, because Sunday's
the day.
Well,
you should just show up on Sunday.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe, no, I won't. I'll be in Palm Springs.
Unlicensed, unsanctioned. Are you not doing DragCon?
No, I am. Oh, okay. I'm driving out there after Saturday night.
Are you not coming to the pageant?
Huh. When's the pageant?
Sunday.
Nobody asked me to judge.
Oh, well.
I thought it was Emeritus position, but...
White Party is that weekend?
White Party is that weekend, too. I found that Sundays were the days that, in my line, people would come back to see me again just to, like, see what I was wearing or to buy me a new pair of shoes so I look nice for the next time they see me. But, like, I found that Sunday was just about repeating and saying hi to people, and then they'd buy a lighter or a sticker or something. So I still did great on Sunday. Sunday is the day for the... people that you want to see again or that were too busy the other days, or you didn't show up the other days. Like when sometimes the British girls come to America and they're like, oh yeah, I'll be your booth bitch, and then they don't show up.
Oh,
they know who they are. Let loose with your attendance. But I will be going to White Party. I also will be hosting people for Coachella at my home.
Have you seen the Coachella lineup?
Yeah, I mean, there are amazing. The duck that Anitra is bringing to the finale will be there. Carly Rae Jepsen, Lucy LaDuca as Joan Rivers singing Let Loose. RuPaul playing Let Loose.
Oh my God, can we talk? Let Loose.
Shangela's Sugar Daddy monologue performed by Valentina in a mask. The Bald and the Beautiful live podcasting about Let Loose.
Yeah, Kelly Mantle gets lost. Have you seen this meme? It's a Coachella meme and it's the lineup, but it's all Let Loose related.
No,
Irene's
hilarious.
Water glass talent.
Irene's water
glass talent. That's what I want to see.
Sasha Colby stands there and we all worship her. That's Saturday, April 14th. Trixie DJ set in high heels, Saturday the 14th. Trixie DJ set in flats, Saturday, April 15th.
Mm, yes, 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 yes.
Mara Carey? Is that a funny thing?
It's a misprint.
Oh, okay. Alyssa Edwards and Tatiana just shut up and let loose.
That's so good.
This is so funny. We're going to put this on Race Chaser Instagram just to mislead everybody. So go, make sure you go and check that out and repost it so people get confused, especially
false
dumb-dumbs.
News. We do want to take a second before we go to break because there are some iconic queens who have recently passed away that we want to give a shout out to.
The
world's
Portland.
Oldest drag queen.
She was at Wigstock with us in 2019 and she's a legend.
Absolutely.
She did a lot in her life. She made a safe space for queers in Portland. She had a bar as a lesbian bar for a while. She did it all, and she was a great community member in Portland and made a lot of people happy and gave them a lot of opportunities.
Yes.
She was 93,
iconic.
Too.
Yes. Also, we lost JoJo Baby, Chicago legend, a very well-known iconic club kid and performance artist.
Inspired so many people.
If you've seen JoJo Baby, then you know Miss JoJo Baby.
I got a JoJo Baby on my phone from like 2016 or 17. Then I was like, ooh, I'm going to do that makeup. Still haven't done it, but like still on my phone. She's an inspiration for everybody.
Yes.
Did you know her, Dip?
Yeah, from when I lived in Chicago. And she was an amazing artisan. She made dolls. Her house was like a dreamland. You would walk in, there was just art in every inch of it. Total icon, total legend.
And Lily Savage also passed away. He was a British comedian. He also worked as Paul O'Grady from Liverpool. They were one of the people that made drag more innocuous in the UK, and it wasn't as threatening because everybody loved Lily Savage and she would just rip everybody a new one.
Yeah.
She was a Vauxhall hostess when they were trying to raid those bars, and the cops came in with blue gloves because they were afraid of AIDS at the time. And Lily said from the stage, oh, looks like we have someone to help with the washing up. You know, she was just like a good broad. She always had a comment. And if you don't know who Lily Savage, JoJo Baby, or Darcelle was, look them up on YouTube. Get ready to laugh. Post their videos so the kids of the future can see it, because these are people, you know, that we want to be remembered and honored. And watching their YouTube video is maybe a little slice of that for you if you didn't know them. But they're very inspirational.
Yes, they paved the way for all of us to be doing drag today. And we love you, divas. Why don't we go ahead and take a break?
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
We have a voice memo.
Yeah, we're going to get political, but before we do, let's take a listen to this voice memo.
Who the fuck is Drew?
Hey, Alaska, William, a big dippy air. My name's Drew. I'm a voice teacher and a musical theater actor from Washington, D.C. Longtime listener, first-time caller. I don't know if y'all do voice memos. I've never heard one before, but I figured I would give it a shot. I figured out in the live episode what's going on with the Let's Get Political theme. And actually, both of y'all are right. The chorus teacher was a little off. Willem is not going for a high harmony. What's happening is in physical, in the original song... we get this da-da-da idea twice in each chorus, but the pickup is different, and y'all are hearing the two different pickups. So here's what's going on. The first time in each chorus, at the beginning of the chorus, we hear Olivia Newton-John start in an E. I'm going to sing down the octave because of my testosterone larynx. So she sings this, let's get political, political, I want to get political, and so on. The second time she starts up on a G and walks up to those same notes. So she does, let's get political, political, I wanna get political. So we have these two different pickups. We have the, and then we have. Because y'all are starting on the same note, you're setting that, which is great. If we set this, but Willem is thinking of the first go round of the chorus and Alaska's hearing the second one, we get this.
That's what it is.
We end up in two different keys, not in a harmony, and we get all this dissonance that we're hearing.
So y'all are both right, nobody's wrong. Hear? We just need to pick which of those two pickups we're going to use, and y'all will be in the same key and all set forevermore. Love all three of you so much. No dick pic, alas, I'm not that kind of girl, but I hope y'all have a great day. Bye-bye.
Look, he sounds like he has a nice dick, though, doesn't he?
It sounds ugly if he didn't send it.
No, I love modesty. That's so hot. Baby, the I hottest be dick is the one you can't see.
No,
Oh my God. That's amazing.
It's the pickup.
That's
so you're gonna
amazing.
Fix your throat now, finally, bitch?
Yeah. And neither one of us was wrong. I knew that we couldn't have been wrong. When
you know
it comes
who was
to
wrong.
Singing.
You know who was wrong.
What privilege.
Who?
Not us. Yeah.
Not us. Never wrong on this pod. No. Never.
So what do we do?
Let's get political.
It's more fun to go high, though.
That was the pickup you do. I was imitating your pickup.
No, you were doing yours. You didn't go high. Let's get political. No?
Yeah. Let's get political.
Baby, you're down here. Why aren't you up here? Why aren't
you
up here, baby?
What do you sing? Why don't you sing it?
Let's get political. I want to get political. Let me see your policy.
Sounds great.
Let's get some pitches.
I sang.
Exactly. Okay.
So this week is my second favorite week after Shark Week. It's Trans Week. From March 25th to March 31st, we are launching a digital mobilization campaign to build power and support for trans young people and the organizers and communities fighting alongside them. More than 400 bills have been introduced around the country attacking trans youth, from threatening to criminalize healthcare, to investigating families for affirming their children, to banning trans youth from school activities, to prosecuting doctors who provide trans care. These bills represent a threat to trans survival. And visibility alone will not save us. We need to take action And you can learn more about this at transweek.com, which is TRANS-week.com. This is it's giving literally shades of Nazi Germany because they're banning books that have to deal with trans or gay or you know, critical race theory and all these things. And the first books and the first prisoners taken in Nazi Germany were people who had gender reassignment studies done on them, people mm-hmm. who were living othered lifestyles in Germany. And when the war was over, those people were still kept in jail. They weren't even released from all the encampment. Like, it's a slippery slope. And like, once you start slipping, good luck grabbing on something, because these are literally things that the Nazis did that now Americans are doing.
It's really like terrifying.
This last shooting could affect that maybe, because all these Republican lawmakers that were seen with AK-47s and guns, it finally happened in their district. And one of the governor of Tennessee, Bill Lee, that terrible man that did drag in high school but says we can't do drag now, mm-hmm. He has a wife who was friends with one of the educators who was sadly killed in Tennessee. So maybe now that it's hitting closer to his home, he'll actually do something about it. But like, posing with AR-15s and not apologizing for it is just like, what are you doing? You see nothing wrong because you're expressing your family's Fifth Amendment right to bear arms. It's like, girl, you got two arms and both of them are doing stupid shit if you're holding an AK-47 that you're not shooting in a war, because you don't need it. Why do you need it? You're a fucking governor. I just don't get it. Because in Nashville, there was another school shooting this week, and the Republican lawmakers still want to arm teachers and don't see guns as the problem. Well, they'll just give more guns to people, you know? They see queer communities, trans people, and drag queens as the problem. Don't pass a gun law. Pass a law saying that a man can't dress up as Shirley Temple and do Good Ship Lollipop. This is fucking stupid.
Yeah, it really is. It's very, very sad. And how often this just keeps happening. Mm-hmm. And we see the same thing happening over and over again. And the problem is America and America has a problem with guns. It's not because of drag and it's not because of trans people. The thing that's killing people is guns. And it's very, very sad to see.
Mm-hmm.
We have something from Erica Badu on Woke. And this is a recent interview with MSNBC. Erica said, there's a song on New America Part 1 called Master Teacher. And in that song, the chorus is, I stay woke. So Stay Woke was introduced to the world by this album, recalled Badu, 52, of the term, which was technically first used by William Melvin Kelly in his 1960s essay. And I tweeted it about this group that was detained, Pussy Riot. In my tweet, I said, free Pussy Riot. After that, woke took off. More recently, however, it's been used as a negative term by conservative-leaning individuals like Governor Ron DeSantis and former President Donald Trump, who've urged constituents to avoid people who label themselves as quote-unquote woke. I think they mean black, said Badu. It's just another way to say thug or something else, right? She says. Badu then explained her personal definition of the term. Quote, it means being aware, being in alignment with nature, she said. It's not only in the political arena. That means with your health. That means in your relationships. That means in your home. That means in your car. That means in your sleep. Mm-hmm. All we can do, everyone, is move forward to keep on fighting. So thank you, Erica, for clearing that up.
And Erica released this album in, I think, 2008. Mm-hmm. That was when this came out.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah, I listened to it. It was a great album. But
don't you think it's wild that the term that they are fighting against literally means to, like, be awake and be aware and learn about the truth? And they're like, that's bad. You don't want to be woke. And I had never attributed it to Erykah Badu, but obviously it existed before her album, but she really brought that into the pop culture term. It's so crazy how they latch on to certain terms.
Who has that song, Must Stay Woke? Is that Andre 3000?
must stay woke. Oh, it's Donald Glover.
It is. It's off the This Is America album, right?
Redbone, yeah.
Yeah. That album, This Is America, all those problems that were happening when that song came out, it's like that, but worse now. Mm-hmm. It's really nuts. I didn't think that, like, I would have to... This is backwards than what it was growing up, you know?
Yeah.
It's so backwards. But we will persevere, and we will win. We have right on our side. We know we're not doing anything wrong. You know, yeah. Drag queens have good hearts, usually, other than Sharon. I think she just has two livers.
Jada, bitch.
There is so much more that you can do to help stay woke right now. You can join us for our live stream for Drag is Good if you can't attend in person in Nashville. It's April 13th, and this is to help the ACLU fight the drag bans and all the stupid trans laws that are popping up in Tennessee. We are actively trying to do something to make the world a better place, and what we know how to do is drag, so we're bringing that to you. It will be an entertaining, great show, and you will be helping while you're being entertained, because your money is what we need right now to fight this fight. It's so stupid that we can't put it towards actual things that we need, and we have to go backwards and fight laws because they're trying to kill us and take our rights away. But we will not be put down.
Yes. So go to, if you want to join us for the live stream, go to moment.co/drag is good. And we'll see you there. Why don't we go ahead and take a break?
I'm on a dance break. You're dancing around and I'm on a break.
Well, we are back from the dance break. Dancing is illegal now in
can
several
I get my
states.
Towel? I need to towel off.
This is the moment where we go spelunking deep inside the DMs. This is from Ryan. Why don't you read it for us?
Because it's 8 pages. Dear Willem, Alaska, and Big D, I'm writing to ask you for some advice on a very important topic. I figured that the three of you slightly more mature gay folks would have some enlightening
recommendations.
The next message comes from some... No.
Keep going.
We'll keep going, because I scrolled down.
I am mature, bitch. I'm old, but I'm not mature. Okay.
Baby, I've smelled your drag. You have at least 3 blocks of mature cheddar in there.
Yeah.
I'm writing to... I recently turned 30, and last weekend I had a threesome with two young 20-year-olds.
Oh, you recently turned 30. Okay.
I recently turned 30 last weekend and had a threesome with two 20-year-old gay guys. While licking their tight holes and fucking them up the ass, I had a realization. My asshole is definitely not what it was 10 years ago. Like, the neck and the hands, the asshole tells no lies when it comes to age. These boys had tight, beautiful buttholes, and all I could think was, is my hole still young, beautiful, and desirable? Maybe it was my big dick ex or my love of dildos, but I can't help but notice a lack of elasticity and attractiveness when it comes to my back door. Don't get me wrong, I'm no prolapse or gaping hole, but sadly, my youth is fleeting. So my question is, what advice do you have for an aging verse bottom who wants to retain their tight little man pussy forever? Are there creams, treatments for the poussoir, lasers, exercises? What should I be doing to ensure I'm not stretching myself out after the point of no return? I love ass play, but I'm worried about causing long-term damage. I used to need a gallon of lube and lots of foreplay just to be entered, but now, just a little spit and a hint of poppers. You can dive right into my man cave with ease and no restrictions. I've gotten so paranoid about this that I've downsized my toys and have even topped a little more just to avoid adding to the problem. Is there hope for me, or is it simply time to accept that my body is changing with age and I should just be glad I can take dick like a champ? Thanks for providing a safe space for us queer folks to ask the hard questions, and please let me know what I need to be doing back there. Lots of love, Ryan. P.S. I'll spare you and not attach a photo of my anal entry, but instead I've added a consensual photo from my threesome the other night.
Oh, heavens.
We see 5 or 6 pairs of hands, one dick, a shorn buttock with someone entering them, and I do see star tattoos on a wrist, so I think they're gay. Yep, they're gay.
What's on
the anal
wrist?
Indicates it. The other wrist is lightning bolts. So either he's in the SS
a
or...
A simple silver bracelet. That's my drag. I wear one simple silver thin bracelet. Because that's femininity.
Femininity.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Willem, any advice on this topic?
Oh, me?
You're the one who sells pictures of your asshole on t-shirts for fun.
What privilege.
For fun? I do it for money.
Girl, I don't know.
Listen, bitch, I mean, not one of those girls that says, is it in? I know when it's in. And every time it's in,
you assume
it's the first time. It's the first. No, it is the first time.
Because they paid you, so.
No, I look back at them and I let one single tear fall from my left eye and go, ooh, it's been a minute. And then I say, oh, I've never done it in this position.
It doesn't seem like a bad thing. Like, he's like, yeah, it used to be really difficult to get dicks in my ass. And now he's like, but now it's easy. Like, that sounds great. I don't see anything bad here.
He probably just doesn't like the puffiness around it and the fact that, like, the inside part is now outside a little bit. It's like when a girl gets a lip lift. And what they do is they take a little section and it unfurls the inside to the outside. And that's what's happening to his hole. He's had so many things go in and out of it that, you know, the hinges on it are a little busty rusty, so the insides are a little bit outside probably. He may not have prolapse, but it's a puffy hole. And some people don't like puffy holes, but you know what? They're not going to look at it and go like, ooh, I'm leaving. Yeah. Well, they might, but that's why you turn off the lights.
And some people like it.
And yeah, some people like puffy hole. Like that. A little texture to nibble on.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, here's the other thing you can do. You could tell them to take that foot off the back of your neck and put a toe in. Or some guys like fingering while they're fucking. But the last guy who saw my mustache picture online, he asked me if I wanted to top. And I was like, oh, you think I'm a top just because I have a mustache? I'm not putting my dick near your hole. He's like, is your arm broke? And then he put a fist emoji. And I was like, oh.
That's
you need
fun.
To save that for the Dragula girls. Their cuticles are wrecked.
Fierce. Also, he's talking about like, oh, I'm using smaller toys. I'm like not getting. Girl, life is for the living.
Girl, he put a Buzz Lightyear up there, honey. Smaller toys.
Use it.
And then he met his friend Woody because he was stuck up there.
Use it while you got it. Don't be afraid of fucking that shit. That's like saying, I'm not going to walk around because one day my legs won't work as well. It's like, it's called aging. It's called living. Just like, just live.
And it's called anal rejuvenation. If you don't want to let loose right now. Here's how vaginal rejuvenation and anal rejuvenation works. The goal is people usually want to be tighter. So what they do is they harvest fat from somewhere in your body and then they put it into your vagina. So they make your vagina tighter. They can also do the same thing with your asshole, but I recommend it by putting in like 2 or 3 dicks because then it's tight.
Oh my God, okay.
Willem, can I ask you a personal question?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Next message? No, what's your question, Dipper?
This
I need it in writing on the outline.
Because you had surgery, you took a little break from sex.
I'm still on that break. I haven't had sex since December 3rd, and that's the longest I've gone since I was 13.
Oh my God!
Have you noticed because of lack of use that your hole has tightened up? Because maybe he could go on a little break. Not that it wasn't tight before. But that's my personal question. Have you noticed a change in like a 3-month break?
No, because I haven't been back there honestly doing. Oh, well, there was that Snickers incident.
And we know how that worked out.
I tried to ruin Valentine's Day.
That was tight because it got condensed.
I couldn't even get it out. I couldn't even push it out. I had to pull it out. So yeah, I think it has been tighter. And I think this summer will be very satisfying for many men in New York.
Just a little pause.
Yeah, well, you see, he did say he was topping, but I don't think you should put paws in your butt, especially when they have nails on them.
Bear paws. This next message comes from A, and it says, hi, I have one question for Alaska. Where's the men? They've attached a picture of a young lady on Grindr. Is this because she looks like me?
She is you. First of all, that is you in your mistress wig.
And brown hair.
And you know, bet the beret is on the floor and you're about to push a whatchamacallit bar into it.
She's got nails. She's got a brassiere that matches, both pink. The makeup plot is very similar to mine.
I've never seen you in such a dainty bra.
You see, when I go on Grindr, I wear brown hair. That's how you know it's different.
And the screen name is...
Oh, it's different.
The screen name is Wear the Man.
Wear the Man.
I think she looks great. I wonder... She's probably listening, and she's like, you fucking faggots, I'm trying to get dick, and y'all are fucking having a hoo-ha.
She's not listening. She's online now, it says. She's currently dating.
She looks great.
And ladies, if your chin is too big and it's the thing that clocks you, just cover it over the shoulder with your phone.
Because she looks great.
Honestly, the wig is doing most of the work here. If she didn't have all this long hair on...
Have you done Grindr in drag?
Mm-mm.
I wonder, because I see this more and more on Grindr, you know, ladies in drag. Like, it's a very, like, open community now, way more than, like, when it first existed.
They used to kick off T-Girls.
Grindr right. Did.
I'm glad that these girls have an outlet to get their inlets plundered.
And she just wants to know, where the men?
Where the men? Where
we
are
have
they?
Time for one more. Do you want to read one more?
Yeah, this comes from Daniel. From Daniel.
Do the next one after. Do Patrick.
From Patrick.
Fuck Daniel.
Hey, my favorite scuttlebutts and my favorite Big D. Huge fan of your podcast. And I've been listening to Race Chaser for well over a year now and have followed Drag Race from the start. Anywho, I was just interested in what scuttlebutt was or where the term originated and if you had ever explained it to your listeners before. So I Googled it and this is what I found. Rumors or gossip. The scuttlebutt was a drinking fountain. Scuttle meaning drill, and a butt is a cask on a ship. And when crews would gather around for a drink, sailors would exchange rumors of the voyage. In today's offices, the scuttlebutt takes place around the water cooler.
Scuttlebutt.
So now it finally makes sense as to why you use this term. And I also recognize the character from Little Mermaid, the seagull Scuttle, was named for this, that his tendency to be the gossip in the movie.
Wow.
The scuttlebutt about me is between my legs. I've attached some pics for reviewing pleasure. Patrick. Oh.
A hateful, notorious club.
Patrick, why is it the gingers always have the giantest dicks? Like, if you cut this guy's head off.
You don't know where that sink has been.
No, we do. It's a hospital. He's in scrubs, and look at that tile. No person would put that tile
get
in.
Get that dick away from a hospital sink. Oh, my God. Wash it off.
If you cut this guy's head off and made the dick about a third thicker, this would be my ex.
Oh.
Like, that's the kind of hateful, notorious dick that gingers have.
Yes.
It's literally its own putting club.
It's a kickstand, for sure.
And I think he's into biking, too, because he's in some singlet with his all unzipped, his nipples out, making that weird bear face with the smirk and the ruffle between the eyebrows.
He's a bicyclist or some sort of, you know, athlete, but he's also works in the medical field because he has a stethoscope or a scuttlebutt or whatever it's called.
I'm wondering if he can hear Ryan's throbbing hole from wherever he is with that stethoscope.
He's about to perform anal rejuvenation on him. He's scrubbing in for surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what doctors do on their while I'm sitting in the waiting room for an hour? Is this what they're doing? Taking pictures of their giant dicks in the fucking bathroom?
Yeah, this is where I found my ZocDoc guy. Top rated doctors.
Thank you for sending in that information about scuttlebutt. I didn't know that it meant the literal drinking fountain from a ship. That's where people would gossip. That's so fierce. And water cooler comedy became a thing. It was like, because that's where everyone would stand around and talk about Seinfeld, you know.
Should we try that? Should we try gossiping sometime?
I've thought about it, you know.
I think it's...
Maybe as like a 10-year reunion thing we could do it.
Gossip is the devil's whispers.
And that dick is the devil's dick. We also want to let you know, we want you to remember to not forget to get your tickets to the Drag is Good live stream happening on Thursday, April 13th. Tickets will be at moment.co/dragisgood, and there will be some additional ways to participate if you can't be in Tennessee with us. So stay tuned next week for more.
And more will be coming. Thank you so much for listening to The Hot Goss. Remember, please take a moment to rate and review our show on your podcast app that you listen to so everybody knows how fucking good we are.
Yes, and shout out to all of our Mom Plus subscribers who are listening to this episode ad-free behind the paywall.
You can follow us on the Instagrams at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, and at Race Chaser Pod and at Mom Podcasts.
Yeah, so stay safe out there, everyone.
And we will be back next week with another steaming, piping, falling serving of
Hot Goss. Let's get political.
Political.
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom.
To listen to Race Chaser ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcast.plus.
Race Chaser is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a.
Mom.
Hosted by Alaskan Willem.
And produced by Big Dipper.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is by Alaska Thunderfuck 5000.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.